This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The threat of a federal government shutdown ended late Saturday night after the U.S. Congress approved a temporary funding bill to keep federal agencies open until November 17th. The bill passed. It was just hours before the midnight deadline and was sent to President Joe Biden to sign. He called it a good news for American people. Package drops aid for Ukraine but adds money for U.S. disaster assistance. House approval came after Speaker Kevin McCarthy abandoned plans for steep spending cuts and relied on Democratic help. Biden said that he expects McCarthy to keep his commitment to the Ukrainian people and push for aid at this critical moment in the war with Russia. Hours before fires largely destroyed the historic Hawaiian town of Lahaina, residents of another part of Maui are trying to stop flames reaching their homes despite a frustrating loss of pressure in their water system. That's according to officials who say when the electricity was knocked out, the lack of backup power for pumps seriously hindered firefighting efforts in Kula. The scale of damage and loss was far smaller than Lahaina, where at least 97 people died. Kula's experience highlighted a vulnerability that exists in many water systems across the United States. Experts say adding backup power to water systems is expensive, and it's not required. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court is returning to a new term with familiar topics such as guns and abortion, as well as concerns about ethics swirling around the justices. The year also will have a heavy focus on social media and how free speech protections apply online. The new term begins on Monday. A big unknown is whether the court will be asked to weigh in on any aspect of the criminal cases against former U.S. President Donald Trump or on efforts in some states to keep Trump off the 2024 presidential ballot because of his role in trying to overturn the results of the last presidential election. A federal agency has sued Chipotle, accusing it of religious harassment and retaliation. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission alleges in its lawsuit that a manager at the restaurant in Kansas forcibly removed a Muslim employee's hijab in 2021. The complaint alleges that the manager repeatedly harassed the employee by asking her to show him her hair despite her refusal. The lawsuit claims this created a hostile working environment based on religion. Five people were killed and five were critically injured when a semi-truck carrying ammonia crashed into central Illinois, according to Illinois State Police, saying that the accident occurred Friday and involved multiple vehicles. It happened about a half a mile east on U.S. Highway 40. Police say Saturday that due to the plume from the ammonia leak, an evacuation was ordered within an appropriate one-mile radius of the crash, including northeastern parts of the town. In tribute to former U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, after her death, her female colleagues talked about her indomitable, fierce intelligence and how she paved the way for so many women. But colleagues also mentioned their private times with the California Democrat that were at odds with Feinstein's tough public persona. They spoke of how she would invite them out to dinners and sometimes give them the clothes off her back. She was the first female mayor of San Francisco, one of California's first two female senators, and the first female chairwoman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. The 90-year-old Feinstein died Thursday night at her home in Washington. California won't be giving unemployment checks to workers on strike while state lawmakers pass the bill to make California the third state to do this. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.